Special Counsel Robert Hur, who investigated President Biden's handling of classified documents, is testifying on Capitol Hill today. Hur declined to charge the president over his retention of documents after his time as vice president, but his report created a political firestorm because of the way he described the president during his interviews as a, quote, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith has reviewed the transcripts of those interviews. So, Tam, President Biden sat for more than 5 hours of interviews with the special counsel and his team, and you've had a chance to review the transcripts. What stood out to you?
Well, the 258 pages of transcripts paint a more nuanced picture of the president than was described in Robert Hur's report. The interviews took place over 2 days in October, right after the Hamas attack on Israel. And right at the beginning, Biden tells Hur that he had just been on the phone with Israel's prime minister. Over the course of those 5 hours, the president cracks jokes. He goes into great detail about the design of his Wilmington home and speaks with confidence about world events from more than a decade ago. He is defiant at times about notebooks that he kept where he handwrote notes to himself, saying former President Ronald Reagan held on to personal notes and diaries, as did other presidents. But he also struggled with some dates. He says some combination of I don't know, I don't recall, I don't specifically remember, and similar phrases more than 100 times during the deposition. And I should say that the questions got into really minute details, like where he bought a file cabinet and why hanging files weren't hanging in the cabinet.
And Hur's line, the one that got all the attention, describing Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory, is something that the White House and President Biden have been pushing back against since the report came out. What did you see in the transcript related to that particular description?
Yeah, the most confusing part of the conversation concerned the timeline surrounding the death of President Biden's son, Beau. About halfway through the first day, Hur asked Biden how he stored documents related to his work after he was no longer vice president. And Biden asked whether he's talking about the 2017-2018 timeframe. Hur says yes. And then Biden talks about Beau and the period of time when he was dying of brain cancer. That was in 2015, but in the interview, Biden wasn't clear on that. He asks what year it was, though he also remembers the exact day, May 30th, that his son died. In that same section of the transcript, Biden fumbles the year that Trump won the presidential election and the year that he left office as vice president.
All right, so that sounds like it supports Hur's description.
Yeah, there was that lapse and a few others, but there are also sections where Biden goes on at length about things that happened 10, 20, even 50 years ago. At one point, Hur even tells Biden that he seems to have a, quote, photographic memory for details about his home in Wilmington. There are also some humorous moments. Biden says the FBI knows his house better than I do and says to his wife, Jill, quote, wanted nothing to do with my filing system. At one point, Biden notes that investigators who had searched his Wilmington home had left everything in place, even some personal items, saying, and I'm going to quote here, I just hope you didn't find any risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit, which you probably did. She's beautiful.
Okay. The hearing is today, a public hearing. What do we know about why House Republicans want to hear from Robert Hur?
They're expecting him to highlight some of these moments that they say supports their claim that Biden is too old for a second term. They will also likely press him on why he concluded that criminal charges weren't warranted. Some Republicans have said that it's a double standard because former President Trump faces criminal charges over his handling of documents. But to be clear, there is a big difference between Biden, who cooperated with his investigation and returned documents as soon as his staff found them, and Trump, who has been indicted for allegedly obstructing investigators. I think we can also expect Democrats to ask Hur why he felt it was necessary to include all these descriptions about the president's memory in his report. The White House has complained that these details were not germane to his conclusion about the charges.
All right, that's NPR's Tamara Keith. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.